Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning on our Sunday morning service this morning. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. And I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Wherever you're listening from, amen, and if you're in your home, praise God. If you're on the road, I thank God for you, 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 and you, amen. I love that song, He Keeps On Blessing Me, amen, and I thank and praise God for what He is doing this morning and how He is manifesting Himself through His glory, amen. So this morning, I just want to say one thing this morning. Just remember, distance is not a barrier. Amen. Just because you're where you're at, that does not mean that God ain't moving. Amen. Come on, somebody. That don't mean that God ain't moving. When distance, though I'm here and you're there, but the word of God is going through your heart, is going through your ears. Amen. To hear what the Spirit is saying to you this morning. Amen. So we bless God, hallelujah, for His glory. We thank God for His, just who He is today. Amen. Hallelujah. So this morning I want to pray, and we're going to get into the word of the Lord this morning. I don't know what this anointing is this morning on me, but I thank God for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So subtle this morning. So I thank God and I praise God for who He is, y'all. Come on, let's give God some glory. Amen. Father, we just thank You. We praise You. We glorify You. We lift You up, God, this morning, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, this morning, we ask, Lord God, that You will just break open every barrier, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank You, we praise You, we glorify You, we lift You up, God, and we come, God, with a repentant heart, Father God, asking, Father God, that You will forgive us for our sins on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, creating us a clean heart, God, and renew, Father, a right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let Your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like You this morning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, God, even for the airwaves right now, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We ask, God, that You move by Your Holy Spirit, God. Bless Thy people, God, all around the world, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, You know who's under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, as You said this morning, Lord God, distance is not a barrier, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because You are right there with us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank You, Father God, for what You're going to do on today, God. How You're going to speak, God, to Thy people, God, starting with myself, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for the Holy Spirit, God, to flood my heart, God, and a prophetic release be released, God, to flow, God, the way You want me to flow, Father God, on this morning, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, somebody needs You this morning, Lord God. We know this is Sunday morning, but we need You, God, today, and we ask, Lord God, that You give us a special touch, God, from heaven, Father God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, breathe, breathe, breathe on us, God, this morning, God, a fresh new anointing, God. Give us a great awakening in our spirit, God. Give us a greater revival in our spirit, God. Revive us, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank You, Lord God. Now, God, help me to move self out the way, that the Holy Spirit can have His way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for knowledge. I pray for the understanding that only comes from You, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank You, God. I thank You. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that we are pressing into Your glory. Yes, God, I hear You, God. We are pressing into the glory, Father God, and we thank You for the glory, God, that's going to be released in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank You, and I praise You, and I glorify You, and I lift You up. In Jesus' name I pray, with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul. says amen on today. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Today, I want to go to the book of Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 through 15. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to talk to us today. Exodus, the third chapter. Amen. Praise God. Let me read, and let's let the Holy Spirit have his way. Amen. The Bible says, one day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of the bush. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. This is amazing, Moses said to himself. Why isn't that bush burning up? I must go and see it. When the Lord saw Moses coming to take a closer look, God called to him from the middle of the bush. Moses, Moses, he said. Moses said, here I am, Moses replied. Do not come any closer, the Lord warned. Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Yes, Holy Spirit. When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord told him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, a land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites now live. Say, look, the cry of my people of Israel have reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. Now go, he said, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt. But Moses protested to God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? God answered, I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Come on, somebody. Say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel. Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations I'm going to stop there. Amen. Praise God. I read in your hearing, Exodus, the third chapter, verses 1 through 15. Amen. Praise God. So today I want to talk to you as I heard the Holy Spirit say, hallelujah, glory to God. He knows your name. He knows who you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The same way he told Moses, he called Moses' name two times. Moses, Moses. Yes, Holy Spirit. He knows who you are by name. The moment when we suddenly have a profound awareness that God is speaking to us is called the moment of truth. Somebody say, yes, Holy Spirit. When we know and we are aware of, amen, hallelujah, God speaking to us is called the moment of truth. For Moses, it was the sight of the burning bush. The place where Moses hears, glory to God, the voice of the living God. For any one of us, it could be an earth-shattering moment for us. Hallelujah. Have you ever heard God call your name or feel a sense of God's presence, glory to God, being with you, amen, praise God, because I want to tell somebody today, God is always with you. Even though you feel like you're by yourself, God is always there. He's always living on the inside. If you allow him, amen, to rise up within you, praise God, he's right there with you. My God, I give you glory. Or it could be the moment in the still of the night that God gets your attention. But it could be the moment when the presence of God breaks in us and on us, praise God. The curious thing is that we never know how long it will take us to reach that point. It is so easy to grow up in the Christian faith. Like, you know, a lot of time, praise God, some people wasn't born in the Christian faith, but the ones that was born in the Christian faith, amen, praise God. Most of us grow up, amen, in a family where it seems as if everything is focused on God. But summertime, praise God, hallelujah, somebody don't have the same thing, amen. And we're always surrounded by Christian community, praise God, hallelujah. It is so easy to spend all those years in Christian education. Perhaps we even graduate with a degree from a Christian college, or maybe there has never been a day in your life, yes, Holy Spirit, did not know, praise God, that Jesus is Lord and Savior, praise God, hallelujah. How many know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that sometimes in growing up you don't know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, praise God, but once you become to know the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, it's something to grab a hold of, amen, I'm Shanda, yes, Holy Ghost. But then suddenly something happens. Yes, Holy Ghost. See, something stops you in your tracks, and even an event takes place, and you realize everything you know about Christian faith is this concerning shadow, praise God, hallelujah, as a shadow, as a puddle, praise God, and on the sidewalk when we see the puddles, amen, praise God. But sometimes, praise God, in life it gets to a point where everything's just shadow, amen, in the Lord, amen, praise God. How many know that it happens sometimes? We have to get the fire of burning back in our lives again, amen. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. As God was saying to me this morning, praise God, hallelujah, there's a lot of times we go through the emotions of serving the Lord, but that's not how God wants it, amen, praise God. He just don't want you to go through the emotions and get so familiar with who he is or get familiar with his presence. He don't want that no more, praise God. That shadow, praise God, that's a shadow place, amen, that place, amen, that God don't want us to be, praise God, but the burning desire to know God, to know him for who he is. There's a turning point in our lives at which we can do nothing else but respond to him who calls us by name. Somebody say, he's calling me by name. He's talking to me this morning by name, praise God. Because you are here with me today, praise God, he wants to call you by name. What is your name, praise God? What do it mean to you, praise God? What do it mean to God? Hallelujah, glory to God. He wants to call you too as he called Moses. And you respond as Moses does, here I am. Somebody say, here I am, God, here I am. Here I am. Here I am, God. Here I am. Because there's nothing we can do without the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, but I need him every day. I need him every second. I need him every hour of the day, praise God. God, I said to our yes, God, 2020, praise God, hallelujah. It came in with a roar, praise God, hallelujah. And nobody knows what nobody goes through, praise God, from day to day to day to day. Praise God, I said, God, hallelujah, God, my God, I thank you, God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. But God, I need your help right now, praise God. I can't do it without you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Nobody knows what you go through from day to day, from hour to hour, and how, glory to God, the enemy comes in like a flood. But I thank God that he will lift up a standard against the enemy. Hallelujah. He will lift it up for you. Get into God. He will lift up a standard against all the wiles of the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He knows everything about us. And there is no place to hide. Somebody say it's no place to hide from the Lord. Imagine that moment. This is God of the universe, the God who created the stars and know them each by name. Some of you, oh yes, Holy Spirit. Some of you, praise God, and myself had had an experience of camping out or just looking at the stars. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see all those stars, and you know you cannot even begin to count them, and all those countless stars, and all the galaxies, and underneath those stars, and you realize the universe is so huge, amen, hallelujah, and unimaginably vast and huge, and you stand there underneath those stars feeling so very, very small, and then God begins to whisper, speak his living word, and hallelujah, glory to God, and he is speaking to you today. He knows us by name. He knows you. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Somebody needs to hear that today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He knows right where you're at. Somehow you realize he knows everything about you. Maybe you can have read the gospel of Jesus who seemed, amen, to know everything about everyone he meets. He knows. He knows. Somebody say he knows. He knows. He knows. If you read the Bible, he knows. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to read more that we can know who he is and not only ourselves, but who he is and what he's capable of doing in the universe today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And at that moment in life that Nathaniel, when Jesus described him as a true Israelite in whom there is no falseness, is no falseness in him. Nathaniel is a style is an accent. How do you know me? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It is that moment in life of the rich young ruler who asked Jesus what he needs to do to inherit eternal life. Jesus tell him what he needs to do. Sell everything and follow me, he said. Those are the ones that God knows, and if he knows them, praise God, he knows where you're at. He knows you, praise God. It is that moment that, yes, in life, that the Samaritan woman at the well, when Jesus revealed to her astonishment, praise God, that he knows she had five husbands already, and the one that she had, it's not hers. Come on, somebody. He knows us about us. Oh, my God, I give you glory. There's that moment in life, Matthew, the tax collector, when Jesus sees him and he tells him to follow me. We read he got up and followed him. Come on, Jamashekuyadabashanda. It is that moment in life when Nicodemus, who comes to Jesus at night, and Jesus tells him that no one can see the kingdom of God, or no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Come on, somebody. We have to get born again. We have to get revived again. Come on, somebody. It is God that wants to know all about you. Praise God. All you got to do is tell him, praise God, what you're going through. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes God wants you to come to him. He already knows you. My God, I give you glory. It is that moment in life when Judas sitting with Jesus and the disciples in the upper room, and when Jesus turned to Judas and says, Judas, you are the one who will betray me. Come on, somebody. He knows even his enemies. enemies, praise God, hallelujah, is that moment in life from which you know you cannot hide, you cannot escape, is that moment in both terrifying and comforting, unsettling and reassuring both at the same time. It's that terrifying because we know that Jesus knows us and he knows us and he knows us. Come on, somebody, he knows us. It's that moment, praise God, because you realize you can no longer pretend. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Many pretenders, but we can't pretend with Jesus because he knows. Amen, praise God. You can do a lot of lip service, praise God, but he knows the heart of man, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You know that it is useless to live with the illusion that somehow you might be able to impress God, and he knows every secret, every thought, every word you have spoken, everything, praise God, and everything you have done, praise God. This can be dreadfully uncomfortable. You have that sudden awareness, praise God. It's a sudden, somebody say it's a sudden awareness, hallelujah, that it is no longer possible to hold the illusion of being worthy of God's attention or affection, praise God, hallelujah. How many would raise their hand and say, Lord, I'm not worthy, glory to God, to stand before these people. I'm not worthy, God, to speak for you, God. I'm not worthy, God, yes, Holy Spirit. But God knows, God knows, God knows, God knows, because he picked you, praise God, hallelujah. Yet for some unexplainable reason, it is also reassuring if God knows everything about you and me, praise God, and still willing to call me or you by name, praise God. It is astonishing he calls out to you and me, praise God, not to be terrified. He don't want to terrify us, amen, praise God, but to speak to me and speak to you as friends. He calls us by name. He removes our fear of being rejected by God, because you might be rejected by the world, but you will never be rejected by the living God. Come on, somebody. That's what I love about the Lord, praise God. It's many people that reject you, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't believe in you, praise God. But you will never, never get that place in God. Hallelujah. Because God will not allow it. You are his. You belong to him. He will never reject you, praise God. Hallelujah. So you stand there in that burning bush moment. I don't know about you, but I've been in a burning bush moment. Come on, have you been in a burning bush moment when God comes, amen, praise God, and he calls you by name, praise God, and you can't run and you can't hide no more, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, but he stops you in your tracks, amen, praise God, and you begin to cry out to God, hallelujah, God, what do you want from me, glory to God, God, that's that moment, praise God, that God fully gets your attention, praise God, it's that moment, praise God, that you scream out to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me, praise God. It's that moment, praise God, that with fear leaves you. It's that moment, praise God, that you don't care what other people think about you. Hallelujah. It's the burning bush moment. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. It's that burning bush moment. And you discover you are only able to respond as Moses responds, here I am, here I am, here I am, God. This is who I am. You know me. Everybody says that, God, you know me, praise God. But God is not about a foolish thing, praise God. Oh, God, you know my heart. Get that thing out of the place. God, don't lie. Yes, Holy Spirit, you can do all the devilish stuff all you want to, praise God. And you can come to God and say, God, you know me, praise God. But God is a righteous God. Oh, come on, somebody. He's a holy God. We got to reverence who he is in his presence. We got to know, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, the same way he told Moses to take your shoes off. You are standing on holy ground. Oh, come on, somebody. We got to get back to the fear of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Oh, God, know me. Oh, my Shonda. Yes, God knows you, but get yourself together. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Some of y'all might hang up on me right now, but we got to get ourselves together. We got to acknowledge he's holy. In his presence is fullness of joy. Oh, come on, somebody. But this is who I am. Ever have a moment like that? When you realize there is no place to go and no way of escaping. Ever wonder what thoughts Moses might have had, amen, at the burning bush? one thought after another, chasing each other through his mind. And I could imagine, praise God, his mind is just going in circles, praise God, ever since he fled for his life from the courts of Pharaoh. Amen. He had been a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years. Strange things can happen when you find yourself all alone out in the wilderness. You hear voices, amen, whispering voices. You see mirages, red hurricanes. Amen. Praise God. Hallucination. But out there in the wilderness alone, it's often the place where God calls you by name. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Somehow you know your life will never be the same. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody shout right there. God is calling me by my name. Praise God. Hallelujah. He knows my troubles. He knows my in and out. He knows, praise God, what he want to do in my life. Somebody shout right there. Praise God. He knows where you need him. He knows, praise God, before you even ask him. Praise God. He knows, y'all. Come on, give God the glory. Never think that you're by yourself going through what you're going through. By yourself. He knows your name. Going to go to a song. I'll be right back because he knows your name.
Greetings, greetings, greetings from Mount Carmel International Church. This is our announcement on Sunday at 9 a.m. Join Apostle Dr. Carolyn McNeil for our Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. We'll be looking for the Lord to be a blessing in our lives, which we know that He already is. On Monday, 6 p.m., your Fix at 6, amen, with Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Boy, do I know that he has a word for you, because you will get your fix. On Wednesday, 6 p.m., Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil at 6 p.m. That is our new time, 6 p.m. in the afternoon. And if you'd like to sow a prophetic seed in the ministry, you may do so. Our Cash App is Anointed222. That's $Anointed. That's A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. The Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give back into your bosom. Don't forget to sow your prophetic seed into the ministry, because the ministry is moving forward in the things of God, and we can use your help. We thank God for you, you and you, for coming on. God bless you. Guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. God bless you from Mount Carmel International Church.
Come on, let's give God some glory. Let's give God some glory. Come on, glory. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Y'all give God some glory. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God today. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. We're going to praise Him. Amen. Amen and amen. We're going to praise Him. Lord have mercy. We're going to praise Your Lord, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Getting back to the word of the Lord. Amen. He knows your name, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. That song just ministered to my spirit. Because why, y'all? He knows who you are. Amen. He knows you. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. He knows you. He knows that we need Him. Come on, my God, I give Him glory. Before we can go any further, I want you to give you a hint of what it is that God is about to do. I want somebody to shout right there. God is getting ready to do some major stuff in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Put somebody next to you. I don't know. Is somebody next to you? Give them high five, whatever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell them to get yourself together, because God got something big for me. Hallelujah. Get yourself together. Come on. I'm telling myself, get myself together. God got something great. Amen. If you have ever wondered if God sees what you are going through, or whether He hears the cry of your prayers in a time of distress. Come on, somebody. You need to see this. He comes to Moses in the wilderness at that burning bush moment. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And He says to Moses, I have seen the misery of my people. Come on, God, I give you glory. I have heard them crying out, my God. I know how much they are suffering. I have come down to rescue them. That's why He called out to Moses. God has seen and He has heard the misery, oh, come on, of His people and what they have endured as slaves. Oh, my. And He has come to rest. You cannot read the story, come on, somebody, without being staggered, come on, by the thought that God calls these slaves my people. This is the God who knows us, the God who calls us by name. He knows our weakness. He knows our helplessness and despair. He knows our restlessness, and He knows our misery. He knows all about it. He knows when we're happy. He knows when we're sad. Come on, somebody. The God who knows us sends us on a mission. Go. This God is holy. God says to Moses, take off your shoes. Come on. The first thing Moses learned is that he is in the presence of a holy God. Before anything else is done or said, Moses must come to a profound awareness of his holiness of God. See, that's what God wants us to do. We got to come to know that he is holy. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God says to him, do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Take off your shoes. And we read that Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. We do not often take time to think about what that means to be in the presence of a holy God. When was the last time you ever felt that you had to take off your shoes because you were in the holy ground? And it is so easy for us to treat God so casually. We come to a worship service, and hallelujah, you know how we went to church, praise God, we go to worship service, amen, praise God, and a few moments late, we come in late, praise God, hallelujah, so what? It's not a big deal. Yes, it is a big deal. We're coming in the presence of God, hallelujah, Jesus. It's like the radio show, hallelujah, glory to God. We're still here with the Lord. We're still here, hallelujah, glory to God. We're still here. We want to hear from God. We want to hear from God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Or we think it's coming to worship as if we're going to see a movie. No, we're not. Or watching the kids at a football game. We love to be entertained. That's what God is saying today. We love to be entertained. But while we're getting the truth, amen, that our lives will be changed and things will be moving in our lives and family members will get saved and people will get healed within our families and all the ones that are attached to us, amen, praise God. So often when we set aside a time to spend alone with God, we find a bunch of random thoughts bouncing around in our head, pursuing everything and everything else, amen, but God and his word, praise God, or we make promises to God, but we find that these promises are quickly forgotten and in demand or sometime during that day, praise God, and God says to Moses, take off your shoes. This is a holy ground. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's what he says to Moses. But imagine what would happen if we really took this serious in every part of our lives. God gives us his promise that he is with us wherever we are. He is with us in our classroom. He's with us in our office. He's with us in our home, on the road. Praise God, in the field, everywhere that you're at, praise God, wherever you're at. For me right now, I'm in the radio show, praise God, hallelujah. Wherever you're sitting at, he's with you. And everywhere God is, his holiness pushes away and overwhelms everything that is unholy. This is the first hint that God, in all his holiness, is about to separate his people from everything that is contaminated by sin. Before you go, amen, praise God, for the ones that are going to work tomorrow, wherever you may be going, remind yourself that you will be in the presence of God all day long. Remind yourself that you are serving a God who is holy in all his ways. Then with a profound awareness of God's holiness, take a moment and whisper this prayer. Lord, 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 let me be your servant today. We know how we do it, praise God. Lord, let use me today, praise God. Hallelujah. Every word I speak and everything that I do, praise God. That's how we talk to God. Somebody say, I'm in his presence right now. This God comes to rescue his people. God's people have lived in Egypt for 400 years, and God had watched over them and blessed them. They have been so blessed that Pharaoh now sees them as a threat. Oh, come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Ghost. How many know that, praise God, you can be so blessed? I want to talk to us today. My God, I give you glory. Sometimes, praise God, the enemy see the blessing of God on you, and they get threatened by the anointing, by your presence, and you wonder why they don't want you around. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somewhere there's a threat. Amen. Praise God. Somewhere they're intimidated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just like Pharaoh, we wonder why am I alone? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has subject them to cruel life of slaves, and he has ordered all the male children born to be killed. God's people are in bondage, and it is as if they are living dead. That's how he treated them. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's purpose is to rescue his people. He intends to rescue them. Listen to what God says to Moses. I have seen the misery of my people, just like that down here, just like right now, praise God, he have heard the cry of his people. I have heard them crying out. I am concerned about their suffering, so I have come down to rescue them. As you listen to what God says to Moses, come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. You may be asking a question that almost every person asks at some point in life. Does God know what I'm going through? Does God, come on, somebody, God, does God see what I'm facing? Does God really care for me? What God says to Moses reveals the very character of God, reveals the compassion God has for those, come on, who knows, come on, somebody, glory to God, for those who know what it means to experience the brokenness of life. The answer is yes, yes, yes. God knows. I'm talking to somebody. God knows, amen, when you are in a broken place, God knows where you're at, praise God. Just like the song says, I know your name. I know where you're at. I know what you're going through. I know the misery. I know the, come on, somebody, but the right now, praise God. God tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, 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 God cares. Our broken world, our brokenness, and the prospect of living such in a world can be a dreary, amen, sometimes. And if we begin to doubt, God really cares. But when we hear what God says to Moses, everything changes. God sees what you are going through. God hears you when you cry out to him. Somebody trying to, you know what, let me just say something to the one that prays a lot, praise God. Even the enemy wants to get us out of our prayer closet, amen. He come with all these distractions, all the things, amen. He wants to make us sleepy, not read the word, make us busy. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. He knows that we get to know God for who he is. Amen. Praise God. He got a problem with us. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. But God knows who you are. God sees what you are going through. God hears you when you cry out to him. God cares deeply about you. God plans us to send Moses. He said to Moses at the burning bush in the wilderness, now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh. Bring my people out of Egypt. Bring my people. If you the one, praise that God, that God going to use to bring people out of Egypt. Amen. Praise God. Are you the one? My God, I give you the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is amazing, and he wants you to know that he cares. Hallelujah. My God, I give you the glory. Moses had a few questions about this. He first question probably comes from the thought of what God is asking him to do sounds like something beyond impossible. Who am I that I should go? Moses most likely had re-signed himself to be a shepherd for the rest of his life. And that's where we're at right now. We've gotten so comfortable in the place that we're at, but God has more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 40 years ago, he had fled his life from the courts of Pharaoh. All the thoughts of his life was a prince of Egypt and our faded memories now. Praise God. Occasionally, he might have wished or thought, amen, of that all his education was mostly wasted as he lived the simple life as a shepherd. With God was training. Somebody say God was training him. Ah, come on, somebody. Even in the wilderness, God is training you. And we want to jump out the wilderness, jump to the top of the mountain, but it's not time. God is still yet trained you. Praise God. He knows, amen, what you need to put on. He knows, praise God, what you need on the inside. Amen. Praise God. All that time, God was training Moses. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. My God, I thank you. The shepherd life. There's never a thought of wondering what plan God might have for him. Who am I that I should go, Lord? Are you sure you have the right person in mind? Glory to God. I think you might have made a mistake. Oh, come on, somebody. I just love the way God answers Moses with a simple promise, I will be with you. The same thing God is telling you today, I will be with you. But now Moses has another question, a searching question that basically wants to know, who are you? Listen to what Moses says. Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? Who are you? Who are you? I hear a voice out here in the wilderness, and I see this burning bush. But maybe this is all a mirage. Maybe this is just my imagination working overtime. Because we got a quick question when God calls us to do something. We think that the devil's talking to us. Hallelujah. So who are you? Who are you that you should send me to do something that looks to be impossible? What follows is God's response that is absolutely staggering in what he reveals. God begins to reveal the very thing that brings joy to everyone who has come to know and to understand God's plan of salvation in Jesus Christ is to make us alive. Even when we are dead in sin, God says to Moses, I am who I am. I am the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God is saying to Moses, this is who I am. And I am ascending, come on somebody, to bring my people out of Egypt. God did not say that he was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob back when they were alive. At the time they lived, God is revealing to Moses that he is still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Still their God because they are still alive. God do understand, amen, that God is saying to Moses, He tells them, you are convinced that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob have died. But I want you to know that they are in my presence. They are alive. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God today. Hallelujah. For who he is. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For being God in our lives. God is still doing all things. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. For Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and God does those things who belongs to him. Praise God. God is still doing things that God, yes, does for anyone. Amen. Praise God. About whom it can be said, God is God, and God is her God. God is your God. God sustains us. God sustains you. Praise God. God blesses us. God blesses you. He guides us. God empowers us. God is with us. And he's still yet alive. Come on, somebody. I give you glory. Except that now to live in his presence on earth. This is the God who says to Moses, I am who I am. Now go. I will be with you. It is here that God begins to understand, amen, praise that God promises unfailing and unchanging. He will promise, oh, come on, somebody, say, God, promise me. By God, I give you glory. He's unfailing and changing. I will be with you. I am who I am. Will be with you today. My God, I give you glory. Moses has asked this question. God has given Moses a promise. I will be with you. It is the same promise God has for us when he calls us to walk by faith. It is the same promise that God gives to every follower of Jesus. It is a promise that Jesus himself gives to us when he tells us just before he returns to his Father, go and make disciples. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of this age. Sometimes we find ourselves asking questions of God like Moses does here in the burning bush. Who am I? God, that's you. I think I should do this. No, this is the question that we always ask. Do you think I can do this, God? And who are you that I should even consider doing what I'm doing, asking me to do? God wants to use you, y'all. God wants to bless you, y'all. God wants you to know that I am who I am. Come on, somebody. And God reminds us that Christ, he has sent us and his messenger is into this broken world. Amen. A world filled with suffering and misery. He sends us into the broken world with his message that God sees those who are in misery. He hears those who cry out in despair. And that is his concern, amen, about all the ones that are suffering today. We may ask our question, but God simply says, I am with you. Now go. This is really all that matters for Moses and you and me, for any one of us. I am with you. No matter what you're going through, I am with you. It is it's a promise and unchanging, all-powerful, everywhere present, all-knowing, eternal God, the promise keeper of God. Come on, give God the glory today. Praise God, because he's worthy of all the praises. Amen. Just letting you know that God says, I am who I am, and I will be with you. The same way I was with Moses, I will be with you. Whatever you're going through today, come on, Holy Ghost. God said, I am with you. I am the God that knows you by name. I am the God who cares about you. I am the God that will lift you up. Yes, Holy Spirit. I am the lifter up of a soul. My God, I give you glory. Come, I keep hearing his unchanging hand. Hallelujah. He is with you. Well, thank you all. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For being on Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. This morning. This is our church service, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said we have to start treating things like it, put it in perspective. We are not here to entertain. We are here to bring the word, to bring healing, to bring God. Come on, somebody. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's going to do in our life. So today, I thank you all for allowing me, amen, to come into your home. Wherever you may be listening from, praise God. I bless God for you, and you, praise God. And let us pray, amen, hallelujah. We've been blessed. I've been blessed. I hope you've been blessed, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Let's make sure, amen, that we treat his presence, amen, and don't get so casual with the Lord Jesus Christ, but honor him, amen, wherever you do, wherever you go. He wants to be honored. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord God, for the burning bush moment, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, that you will move in your people's lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your blood prevail, God, against every spirit, God, that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, yes, Holy Ghost, God, that you will lift them up right now, God, lift them up, God, lift them up, God, lift them up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what they're going through, God, you know their mindset right now, God, because God, you said you know all about us, God. You know us by name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you know the very moment. Glory to God, that we want to search you out even more, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for the movement of your spirit, God. It all shatter my gracia in our life, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for going in our homes right now, God, making things right, God, bringing joy, bringing peace and liberty in our homes right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. I pray, God, that our mind be set free today, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, well, yes, God, all the worries, God. Oh, God, all the turmoil, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we will trust you, God, with all our heart, God, and we will not lean to our own understanding, oh, God, but we, in all our ways, oh, God, that we will acknowledge you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, for the movement, I hear you, Holy Ghost. It's a movement that's taking place, saith the Lord thy God. It's just not a move, but it's a movement, saith the Lord thy God. And I pray right now, God, that we will surrender all, God. Oh, God, knowing that you are God all by yourself, oh, God, that you are the great I am, oh, God, because you said I am who I am, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we serve a great I am, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory, God. Oh, God, break the barriers. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Break the barrier, God. Break off fear, God. Bring off break off envy, God. Break off strife, Father God. Break off unbelief right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, resurrect our spirit, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, send a great revival. Yes, Holy Ghost, in our spirit right now, God. Awaken us out of our sleep, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Now unto him, I got to close it out. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. That the church say, amen, amen. Tomorrow night, sir, keeping it real, be on 6 p.m. God bless you all.
Give you glory.